Hello there, this is Gospel Eric with Thank God. Build your belief system. I want to give you a short message, short by the Spirit. Build your belief system. If your belief in God is high, you will not let what you see, what you hear control you. Listen, your eye, your ears, they are doors to your heart. And belief comes from the heart. I repeat, your eyes, your ears, they are doors to your heart. And belief comes from your heart. Heart means spirit. Don't forget that. That is why the Bible says that renew your mind. And Colossians chapter 3, 1 and 2 said, set your mind, your affection on things above so that your belief system will grow. Take time and be reading a lot of Bible stories and listen to testimonies of people and listen to the messages of your man of God that you believe in. Human beings will always try to say things that will downplay your spirit or make your spirit weak. Don't forget that. Be a man or a woman of purpose and mission and vision. That is the only way you can fulfill destiny. Don't forget this by the Spirit. That your belief system determines what you receive from God. If it is high, high things, that is blessings, will come to you. If it's low, you can't penetrate. Because the devil is a master of distraction. He will try to distract you. He will try to frustrate you. He will try to make you, anytime you are frustrated or distracted, you question God's plan, you question God's power, you doubt your offering, you doubt even going to church, you doubt that something will happen because your belief system is weak. Don't forget, he used words from men. Sometimes even your mistakes, he begin to remind you of them. Why? He want to weaken your belief system because you don't believe in the word of God. The Bible says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you. So far as you said, God, may you win, ratify me. That moment, God has forgiven you, but the devil knows that you don't believe in God's word. Then I am kind. And I mean, say, I've made a lot of mistakes. I always want to be real with you people. Some I may not even remember. So anytime anybody said I did, I said, okay, I did it. But I'm sorry. Simple. Because I've already understood that God has forgiven me. That is why my life is moving forward. Learn to believe in God and his word. Not the words of people. You believe so much in people's words. When you meet even an anointed man of God telling you that you don't believe in his words, you rather believe in your mistakes, that it is still working. You rather believe in what people see. That is your problem. My name is God's friend Eric. It is mercy and grace that is carrying everybody on this earth. Don't forget Lamentations. He said, if not for the mercies of God, we are all consumed. It means that even what you are facing or the mistakes you did, you should have died. But there is mercy. That is why you are still even living. So rise up and put things in place and push on and focus on your vision because God is not done with you. Because you are a great person. You are a great man. You are a great woman. You must fulfill destiny. You must fulfill assignment. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. So please, always remain in a positive energy. Pray more. Read your Bible. Plan. Push. Don't accept to be at one place, because God is not done with you yet. God bless you. Thank you.